All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark, the landing crew Wheeler, and it's good to have everyone back. Let's see here. I'm tired. we've got 603. I'm going to use my master debating, or whatever you want to call it, skills, and say that's Greg Crisp.
Yep, that's me, Mark. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good, man. Good, good, good. And everyone, if you don't know who this is the infamous Hammerhead out of New Hampshire. So always good to have you on, man.
Yep, thanks.
Well, let's see here. We've got in the chat room just two people next to Hammerhead. We got a fishing chef, Robbie, out of Virginia Beach, and Mr. GBL, I don't know how to say his name, LGB, inside joke, folks. LGBT's from Charleston, South Carolina, I believe, so. And a couple of guests. So, all right. So, folks, ICAST has ended last week. With some pretty big, you know, with a lot of hoopla. The biggest thing for me wasn't really what ICAST had. It was the unveiling of the, I'm going to play the alarm. Because, you know, that's what my wife's doing right now. The alarms are going off in her head because I showed her the brand new Wilderness Systems Ride 135. 115. Excuse me. Yeah. This thing is very nice. That just everything I've seen on it. Saw one in person up at Maddox River Company. Go to pedalva.com to check them out. Great, great kayak store. Little story about them. They've got a main office in what's called Farmville, Virginia, Central Virginia, and they have a warehouse. Now, when I first heard about this kayak store, I was like, yeah, okay, big warehouse, yeah, whatever. Finally got up there about 2 years ago, and I'm like, yeah, you know, check out the warehouse. I'm like, okay, man, you walk into this thing, it looks like a airplane hangar, right? Stacked, you know, five high on either side are, you know, kayaks as far as you can see. I felt like, you know, Alice in Wonderland, man. Wizard of Oz, skipping down the Yellow Brook Road, singing, having a good time. Just a place that's incredible. More kayaks, more designs of kayaks, more everything that you can ever imagine. Very, very cool stuff. And, had a glimpse at the 115. Folks, if you are looking for a smaller kayak, and you're looking for stability, you're looking for, you know, decent tracking, you're looking for basically everything, I would say, especially if you're starting off and you didn't do a lot of really open water stuff, i.e., you know, surf launches. If you fish, you know, lakes and rivers, you're looking to do a lot of standing and fishing, but you didn't want the hybrid style, per se. Gosh darn it. I don't know if I wouldn't tell you to go with the 115 and not mention anything else. And that's just, and remember, folks, this is my opinion. We're open with everything else. Hobie came out with the new, I think it's the Revo 11. Give everyone a shot here. That's another great kayak. It's not a pedal drive. It's a paddle. Paddle, not pedal. Really screw that up real fast from my end. Nice boat, but I didn't see the same user-friendliness as I did with the 115. Now you're going, well, what's the major difference? The big thing that I noticed with the 115 is two things. Everything is designed to keep you dry. from the way the cockpit is what I call it, from where you sit in, your legs are, that's the cockpit, okay? The water, there's nowhere for the water to get trapped. The problem with my old Ride 135 is my cup holder catches water and holds it. My area that I sit in catches water and holds it. My footwells catch water, and that's spots where they hold it. So, you know, that was the old design, and we're talking like 07, 08, right? Now, with this one, everything's got a drain port. Everything, or some way that it can drain and not get puddled anywhere. It's got a center hatch that won't break on you with the newer design, bigger latches, bigger hinges, much more waterproof. And the center platform, when I talk about center platform, we're talking from your groin to your knees, is actually a flattened space for you to help to stand in. It's the only flat, strictly for standing platform in the market right now that I know of that doesn't have some major, you know, flaw in A, you know, not draining, or B, already having like a pad made there that is uncomfortable or is not in the right spot. Then if you get back to the seat, they got the new Phase 3 seats on there too. If you ever sat in one of them things, they're right up there with the native seat and the Hobies or the Kusa seats. The other great thing is they incorporated the commander idea with the sliding seat back and forth. Now, the nice thing about this for a sit on top is that you can slide it forward if you were trying for more precision. In your paddling, better tracking, easier turns, because you're more in the middle. Okay. Now, if you're looking like what I'm probably going to do with it and do a lot of surf launches, do some crazy stuff with it, then I'm going to want that seat as far back as I can get it so that way I can get some more weight in the butt to try to punch it over top of waves if I need to. So, plus the same, you know, it's a ride. I mean, what more do I have to say about it? Just the things are awesome. We got a couple more people in the chat room. We have Mr. Hang on, let me find it. Hang on. Where's it at? We'll go with this one. Ladies and gentlemen, Scuba Stan is in the house. What's going on, Stan? Hopefully let you out, though, without getting some cool little things. And, you know, Rob Choi. What's going on, Rob? Mr. Rob Choi, out there fishing more than I am right now. Congrats, Rob, on being there for... let me get this out. If anyone knows about this, Kayak Kevin Whitley was just caught, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. I'm out of the loop here with this, too. His last citation to make Master Angler, or Master Expert Angler, basically 25 citation species, 25 citations. Rob was probably going to call and correct me. 25 citations. And maybe I think they have to be different species, or at least five. I'm not quite sure. I'm not gonna true code. I really don't know. It's just he did something that, you know, most people, most boaters, most captains out there haven't done, and he did it all from a kayak. You know, that's Kayak Kevin, man. Kevin, you know, thanks, man. We should actually have Kevin on the video show here very soon as a featured special Wayne Dine Cool Guy guest. And the kids, you know, I can never find anything on here. We got so many new kids. Yay, how about kids? Yay. Didn't want to play for whatever reason. Yes, Choi, what up, homies? Hanging in the hood. Yeah. Okay. Christian Chef Rob has corrected me. It's out of the 25 citations that are needed, there have to be at least 5 different species. Let's hope that's right, because now I just said it. It's infamous now, Rob. You know, that's the way it is. Greg, what do you think about the new kayaks that are out there, man? I know there's going to be more brought out for the outdoor retailers extravaganza here next week. But of any of the kayaks you've seen already, what do you think, man?
I think they're great. I'm really excited. Can't wait to try out that new Ride 135. I think the 115 is going to be a little bit small for me, but the 135 sounds like it'll be a nice fit boat for me.
Well, yeah, and I've been, you know, paddling my Ride 135 for 3 years now, and I it's so hard for me to get in anyone else's boat, man, and feel at the same, you know what I mean? It just, you know, even though, granted, you know, I have the older seat, which is basically not really a seat. Sorry, you know, 2 years, it's become uncomfortable. But I've fixed that. You know, the stability, I mean, geez, man. I stand up and fish with that dang thing all the time. You know, bass fishing, that's all I do.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just, I don't know. I've sat in Tridents and I've been in the Malibus. And Malibus, don't get me wrong, Malibus are great on stability. But, you know, I don't look like Hercules, man. And trying to paddle one of them things in some of these, you know, bay currents or Atlantic currents, man. Whoo! I'd be hurting real bad. You know, and Hobies. You know, I'd love to be able to own a pedal drive system, but I'm not gonna be able to drop $1,500 on the system that, if I forget to take it out or don't see the sandbar and slam into it, I'm screwed. You know, now my boat's taking in water, and you know, it's just, in my opinion, Wilderness Systems has the kayak, has my kayak boat. Hands down, every time. But like I said, folks, that's just me, just my opinion. I know if we got a kayak Kevin on here, he'd probably be like, "Yeah, well, this one's great."
The surface area.
But you know what? For me, and that's everything about this, folks, is, you know, that's me. Me, you know, I'm the wildy guy. You know, you ask Chad, you know, what boat are you fishing, and he's not gonna be like, "Well, you know, I, you know, the ocean kayaks are great, but that's what he's going to put in that butt. You know, but if you want the best, gotta, you know, Wilderness Systems." You know, when what do you say that one time? Whenever you're ready to upgrade to a real kayak, you can upgrade to a Wilderness Systems. You know? And, you know, that's, you know, one of those in the background. And that's the way you talk to any. All right, LGB got his kayak in today, the Ride 135. Very, very nice. You know, and I know he's probably not, hasn't had it on the water yet, but we'll give him a yay. And because you are down in Charleston, sorry, homie. Remember, if you hear the banjos, paddle a lot faster. Yeah, man, that's... did you get any... camo. All right. The only color, right? Yeah, now we got to get you fishy, man. You know, trust me, wait until you get your first sleigh ride on the ride, and that fish decides he wants to go underneath the boat and behind you. You'd be like, wow, I never knew this thing could spin so well. Whee! yeah, definitely. Congrats, LGB, BGL, GLB. You know, I'm going to make a sound clip just for you, man. jeez. And folks, I'm not talking. He's not like going to reply to me, you know, why, thanks, you know, landing crew. No, he's going to be typing it in going, ha, 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 you suck, because he's in the chat room. It's too cheap to call the radio show. Calling people out. And for that little quip, go to kayakfishingradio.com and go ahead and call in for the radio shows. That means, like, live, not like your Saturday morning don't know what to do, you know, and call in. You won't be able to talk to me, and they'll make me sad. So what you need to do is listen in live and call in. The phone number here is 714-816-4727. Now, if you can Skype, and I don't know why anyone can't Skype, if I can figure it out, you can. It's free. No problems. Just hit the Skype button. You'll be dialed in. No problems. Okay? All right. Again, folks, that phone number, if you're going to call from your house phone, cell phone, I can't use the old coffee can and string. That's pretty expensive in the string department to get it from where you're at to me. But again, the number is 714-816-4727. All right, let's see here. Now let's talk about tackle from ICAST. Some really great rods out there that are coming out. And you know what? If you've been in looking hardcore in this industry, every year at ICAST, there's always one or two rods that, you know, separating themselves from the pack. Well, yay! I mean, nothing real special there, folks. Unless the rod is gonna, you know, set the hook for you and reel it in, which then takes all the fun out of the sport. Rods are gonna keep getting more sensitive. They're gonna get, you know, more in tune to his, you know, ideal. But nothing new there. Reels, same thing. I mean, some of these reels that are out there now are so, I mean, the Shimano has a reel with a chip in it, a computer chip, that when you cast, charges a little electrode battery inside of it and keeps you from backlashing. Really? I mean, I think that's half the fun. I don't know about you, Greg, but when I'm throwing my Baycaster, it's half the fun / challenge of not backlashing my reel, you know? And when I remember when I learned how to throw a Baycaster, it was an old Newell surf casting reel. It was the Newell and the Penn. What was that? It was one of the smaller Senators. Little itty bitty Senator. I think it was the Squitter. That's what it was. The old Penn Squitters. Remember them, Greg?
Yeah. Yeah, that goes back a ways.
Oh, yeah.
That must have been like your grandfather's or something.
I still have them, man. They're great reels. No mags in them, nothing special. You know, one of those things where you go to cast it, and if you don't have, you know, some tape on your thumb and you know, praying to the non-backlashing gods, you know, please don't backlash you, please don't backlash, and you set this thing out there. Man, it's many a nights picking out, you know, osprey nests, because they're, you know, they're massive. All right, we got another caller in. Area code 804. You are on the air.
What's up, man? You know who this is, dude.
Hey, what's going on, Robbie?
What's going on, man?
Not much, dude. Not much.
Sorry I didn't call in earlier. I was trying to put the kids to sleep, and they're giving me a hard time. So you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know all about children. I love children. Love them so much. Yes. And I think everyone with kids, I mean, we love our kids half to death, you know, to death. But the greatest quote my father ever told me, I used to love children. Love them. Love to be around them, spend time with them, until I had my own. You know, yeah. I mean, I love my kids to death, man, but there are just moments where you just want to love them all to death.
It's that Homer Simpson strangle movie, you know what I'm talking about? little Bart's eyes are bolting out of his head. Sometimes it's like that. But most of the time, like, my kids, knock on wood so far, they're pretty good, man. I can't complain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Rob, let me get your opinion, man. What do you think about the new kayaks that came out during ICAST? Or not ICAST, but around the ICAST time frame.
Yeah, the ones I saw or read about and saw pictures were the new rides, the 115 and the 135. They look pretty cool. I mean, I think they solved the wet seat, from what I can tell. I mean, it looks like it'll be a lot drier since the water will be underneath it.
Right.
I mean, overall, it looks like a sweet boat, man, both of them. I noticed, I mean, there's that short thing going on. I think Hobie came out with it. Actually, yeah, I saw some Hobies too. They got some 11-footers and stuff like that too. So, I don't know. I mean, so far it looks good. I think, actually, I saw some Ocean Kayak ones have some short ones, too, I think.
Yeah.
So,
I know OK is debuting theirs at the Outdoor Retailers Extravaganza.
Nice. Yeah, I always saw some stuff online. And they all look pretty cool. Pros and cons still about, I think, every kayak, regardless. I mean, there's always going to be... And the wider the kayak is, it's going to be a little bit slower. The narrower it is, it's faster, but you lose stability. And so I think it's simple physics. It's just, I don't really think there's a way around it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some sweet-looking kayaks, I think. The Wildy ones do look pretty cool.
So are you going to convert from the OK to a Wildy here soon?
Honestly, I'm far out past my budget in kayaking already, so I don't think I'm going to be buying another one for quite some time. And I'm pretty happy with the one I got right now. And I'm actually just cleaned up my redfish earlier today too. And I still love that kayak. So I mean, I don't know.
Oh yeah. Well,
I'm
you know,
for a while.
If you live closer to Virginia Beach, man, you know you'd have more money to. Folks, if you don't know, he lives up in Richmond. That's about a 2-hour drive if he's lucky without traffic.
Yeah, in the summertime, that HRBT traffic is ridiculous. And Williamsburg's getting pretty bad too. But yeah, the amount of money I'd save on gas. But also, I'd be fishing even more than I fish now. And my wife would probably hate me. And but the thing is, though, however, my parents live down there, so I'd drop my kids off over there to ease the pressure on my wife a little bit. So maybe she'd be, I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, I'd be doing a lot more fishing. I'd be pretty darn happy.
But. Oh, yeah. I mean, trust me, I'd be the same way. So we went through kayaks, rods and reels. You know, they take in line, they hold the, you know, they do half the job. Line, pretty much the same thing. Nothing really that really blew my mind away. I know some people might go, well, there's this line. It's like, Shimano or PowerPro came out with the hollow core, which is great for, you know, those of us that run, you know, bigger rods and reels, kind of like your fly line. Folks, for all you buggy whip guys, it's a hollow line like your old Dacron. You know, you can slide the line through and, you know, so you have a seamless transition from main to your leader. But that's been out for about a year now. I think that came out last ICAST. For me, in the tackle side of things, that Bombshell Turtle from Castadia Outdoors, y'all, that thing is... I say a lot of times, you know, you got to buy this lure or you got to try this lure out. Folks, if you don't have this lure in your saltwater or freshwater box, you're wrong. I've actually got two bags now in my tackle box, two in my freshwater and two in my saltwater. And Chad Hoover, who was on 2 weeks ago, kept on talking about this turtle lure. And this is what it is. It's the Bombshell Turtle. It looks like a little baby turtle. If you've been fishing long enough in fresh water, you're going to see a lot of baby turtles. Or in some lakes where they're just strictly turtles. And you're going, man, there's all these turtles here. Why aren't there any bass? Well, because the turtles eat all the eggs. They're nest raiders. And, you know, Chad made a very good point when we was on the show. You know, we've known bass love to eat turtles. Why hasn't anyone made a turtle lure? Or an effective turtle lure, I should say. You know, and that's where, you know, this lure came into existence. Give you a little background on my experience with it. I received them on Monday and walked over to a local lake, which is very heavily pressured from the shoreline. There's only about, you know, a very small little section of this lake that's allowed for public use from the shore to fish from. So there's always lines in there. There's always people screwing around. Normally you won't find fish there. But I went there early enough in the morning. There wasn't any pressure, so the bass could have moved up in these little shallow pockets. And there's some great structure around this area, too. And I had about 30 minutes before I had to go to work, because I was on my way to work. Threw that lure out once. Texas rigged 3-aught EWG hook. Just like the package says, I followed everything, you know, because I usually don't do that, but this thing was very strict on this. Threw it out towards a little piece of submerged timber that I know that's out there. Let it sink. Now, this lake's only about 9 feet deep at the most, anywhere on this lake. It's a very shallow lake. Now, that spot's about five, 6 feet. Well, I'm feeling it fall, and I don't feel bottom. Now, I've counted to about 8. Okay, by now, I should have felt the bottom with the, you know, 8-ounce lead head. There's no bottom. So I set the hook and pulled up a 4-pound bass. And I'm thinking, okay, that was a fluke. That had to be a fluke. Unhooked the bass, set him back in the water, cast it out to that same spot. This time it hits the bottom. I lift it up, just like you would a normal worm or jig or anything else. Started to let it fall again. No bottom again. And now this time my line is scooting across the water, because I wasn't really paying attention the first time. This time I was watching my line. That line is taking off in a very unnatural direction for a lake. So I set the hook on that, another 4-pound bass. How I'm going, there's no other way. So I walk around to another side of the little public area, cast out again, feel it falling, hits the bottom, lift it up, bottom, no bottom again. Set the hook, miss him, and I started reeling in because I missed him. That, as soon as that turtle hit the surface, about 10 feet from me, the water just boiled with this bass. One of the biggest bass I've seen in this lake ever boils on this thing. I missed them, but that solidified my freshwater ideas on this bait. Now, take it back to last night. Went down to a local Rudy Inlet. You know, Rob knows Rudy all too well. You know, anyone who fishes Genie Beach or the Hampton Roads region knows about Rudy Inlet. Went down there right after work, tied on this turtle, because it says it works in saltwater too, and I've seen a couple of saltwater turtles in Rudy, little baby ones. Threw it out next to the Virginia Marine Science Center, the aquarium there, and subsequently caught my largest red of the year, 25-inch red. So, folks, this fish, this lure, you know, it's for me, it's living up to the hype, and I hope it does for you. Greg or Rob, you know, have you guys thought about buying this lure yet, or have you seen it, pros, cons of what you might think about it?
I just saw the thing on Yak Angler. I mean, I just looked at it real quick. I didn't actually read into it. I didn't realize it's for saltwater, too, but... Yeah, I might. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm thinking about picking one up. I know a lot of little local ponds around, you know, that I fish for bass in, are just loaded with turtles. So
yeah,
you know, I heard him talk. Heard Chad talk about it the other night and said
what?
You know, was thinking about it, then saw it. And, now I gotta try it, so I'll probably pick up a bag of them and give them a try.
Yeah, I mean, not super expensive.
Give me a rough estimate or guesstimate as to how big they are.
Between 3 and 4 inches. Yeah, they're the perfect baby turtle size. We've got. Sorry, I was looking at another thing. Actually, reading off their website, and I missed you. Area code 321. You're on the air.
Look it up.
Hey.
You could have just Chuck. Easily looked up the
hey,
volume
Chuck, how you
of
doing,
the
man?
Sphere like I did,
good,
right?
Man.
Good to see you call, man.
Just wanted to call in. I heard you. I was listening to the show. I wanted to throw in my quick 2 cents about the turtle lure. I can't wait to get my hands on them down here, man. I'm going to use them for cobia.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good idea, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I bet you cobias will slurp them up, those and dolphin offshore, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the thing was that with that red was I didn't rig it with a weight on it. It was weightless. And it'll fall really slow. And it was only maybe about, I'm going to say maybe 8 inches from the surface when that red hit it. And it wasn't I think there might be a fish there. It was one of those red hits where any slack in your line quickly gets taken out. And if you have both hands on the rod, he's going to rip it out of your hands. I've had reds do that for a lot of other baits. That's usually after ticking them off a little bit with it first. So, I mean, he killed it. Absolutely killed it.
2 pi times r.
But
2 pi r.
But yeah, that's one of the baits I'm really interested in. That could really be a cool little thing. Also from iCast.
It's a volume.
We have a interview with Mike Iaconelli. If I can find it, I just saw it. There it is. Done by our very own Isaac the Nothing Miller, host of the Wednesday night or Tuesday night West Coast show, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. You can catch his stuff off of the same radio station you're hearing now, but on Tuesday nights. And I'm going to go ahead and play it. And I haven't heard it yet, so this is going to be interesting. Let's see what happens.
Hey folks, Isaac the Nothing Miller here. Mike Iaconelli, iCast 2011. Ike, what's been your favorite part of iCast? What are you loving the most now?
Man, iCast is always fun. You know, it's kind of this week of getting to come out and meet industry people, see friends, see sponsors, do a lot of work, do a little bit of partying, and you get to really see a lot of the new products, you know, and that's what it is for me. But boy, I've been around the halls, and I'm probably a little biased here, but we've got a product out from Mullix called the Lover that I've been working on, and that's probably the most exciting thing I've seen.
Right?
So tell me about this new lure here.
Yeah, it's called the Lover, and you know, everybody knows about what they call vibrating jigs, you know, and the chatterbait style lures, and we basically tried to put our heads together and come up with one that's better. You know, we try to look at the features and benefits of the existing vibrating jigs and just make them better, you know. So we kind of created this thing that looks nothing like the traditional vibrating jig but has the attributes of it. So something that's hard thumping, killer vibrating action to it, and it's got a lip or a bill that's a deflector. You know, one of the things we did with the Lover is we reversed the lip. It's called a reverse shovel lip. And that thing's going to give you more vibration, and it's going to act as a deflector. Wood, grass, rock, whatever it is. Small and compact, 2 hook styles, a weedless style hook, and a treble hook for open water. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that can change the way that people fish vibrating jigs. And that's really what iCast is all about, new stuff that's going to change the way we fish.
Hey, great. That's awesome. I know you're with VMC.
Yeah.
VMC won Best New Hook.
Yeah.
And I saw that. I almost ran you over first thing on Wednesday morning. Great new setup going on there.
Another cool product. Just like we were talking about with the Lover, it's something that's going to be a game changer, you know what I mean? And with drop shotting, you know, everybody that drop shots knows the problems with drop shotting. You know, deep water, you drop that thing down there, after about 10 casts, your line keeps spinning. You know, you get line twist. The other one is that hook. If you tie it, a lot of times it turns backwards, it gets balled up on the line, fish will swim off it, you miss the fish. So the VMC folks came up with a hook to eliminate those problems. And basically what it is, it's a drop shot style hook with a built-in integrated inline swivel in the eye of the hook. And basically what that swivel is going to do is it's going to let that hook rotate 360 degrees. So no more line twist, better action of the bait and no more missed hookups, because that hook is always going to be
what
in
part
the
about
position.
That don't you
so
understand?
Definitely that's another product out here that's a standout of IKEA.
It is. I mean, it won best new hook. So
yeah.
That's
okay.
Going to be
definitely
a standout thing.
Right?
I've got a sample of that. I'm going to be fishing it down in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
On the Willamette River.
Oh, yeah.
Smallmouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what do you do?
I have pictures, all that information up on yakangler.com.
Once you know what R is.
Hey, one last thing.
Yeah,
I love to do in this fishing.
Thank you.
I live in Portland, Oregon.
Right?
We got the Columbia River. We got the Willamette River.
Yep.
I kayak fish. You got to come out. I'll take you out on kayaks.
I want
some smallmouth.
I want to do it.
Monster sturgeon.
I want to do it.
Do a big sturgeon.
I mean, honestly, can you put me on some fish?
No.
I want to come up then.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to make you a deal. You need to go over to Versus booth. It's like right over here.
Yeah.
Go talk to them folks and plead with them and say, we got to get a show here.
Because I know you were in Seattle.
I was in Seattle.
Kind of a rough day.
It was tough.
But
I need
Portland
some
better.
Revenge. I need
Portland
some revenge. Please go over there and tell them to send us to Portland.
We'll do. Hey.
Okay.
Right. Thanks for the
appreciate
time.
Appreciate it. You got it.
Very much. I'm serious about that.
I
will do.
The more
they
hear that kind of thing.
All right, folks. Like I said, that was Isaac the Nothing Miller with his interview with Mike Iaconelli. Folks, if you fish with me long enough or you know me, I am a Ike freak. Iaconelli to me is like, you see, I'm fidgeting on the floor, can't talk kind of situation. His book is one of those books that, you know, I recommend people read. It's really good on, you know, not just the technique of fishing, but the mental aspect of never giving up, never, you know, letting your, you know, a bad day get to you or a bad moment, but to keep on going. So that's definitely cool. Plus the stuff that he's talking about, I've seen the new the lover, and it's a very cool little chatterbait. If you see, or I'm gonna say as you put it, vibrating bait. If you ever think of a chatterbait, okay, and how that blade works, how it's situated, now reverse that. In a sense, and that's how this thing works. I saw it in a tank, and I could feel the vibrations through the side of the tank. And it wasn't like a, you know, pop, 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 pop. It was a dunk, 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 kind of thing going on. And it was like, wow, that's pretty cool. I have to try one of them. So, plus, you know, I like the drop shot too, and that drop shot hook setup is just, it'll make drop shotting easier for those that are just starting off with it, per se. From the panel of experts. Yeah, panel of experts. What do you guys think about it? Well, the Iaconelli interview. don't just start all at once.
Well, I haven't seen that chatterbait yet. Definitely sounds interesting. I just tried one of them for the first time this spring and had okay luck with it, with the traditional chatter. So I'll give it a try, look at it. That drop shot hook, though, definitely sounds interesting. Because I did try one of the ways I tried to hook up on lake trout a week or so ago was drop shotting to 120 to 140 feet.
Wow.
Yeah. And just didn't quite have enough weight. I actually tied two butterfly jigs on to get the weight to get down there. So I had 2 half-ounce butterfly jigs.
Right.
I got some nasty twists, needless to say. So, didn't quite work. It was worth a try, but...
I imagine with that kind of depth, you're definitely going to get some twists, too, because there's so much line for you to pull up and down.
It's actually 6.21.
Yeah, that's... And little drop-shutting tip for anyone go out, Bass Pro sells them, Cabela's, Gander Mountain, any of the bigger tackle stores sell these little, I mean, they're tiny. You know, they kind of like, you'd almost see them like a fly line, but, you know, because fly rod guys would never use a swivel. These little itty-bitty swivels. And they're expensive for that small as they are because they're that and they got, you know, that neat. I tie one on when I drop shot, and I'm going to be drop shotting for, you know, an extended period of time, i.e. more than five or six casts. If I cast it out or if I'm dropping vertically in the bait I'm using. But I tie one on as my connector from my main line to my leader, and I find that removed a lot of the line twist. Only problem is that if you need to reel in your, you know, because it's about a foot off of where my hook is, if I need a cast, I get a big, you know, the big swooping, you know, helicopter thing going on when I go to cast because of that, because I can't reel it through the guides. But, you know, that's a little tip. If you're just looking to do a lot of vertical and you're worried about line twist, it'll help relieve some of that. But, yeah, I'm super stoked about that. Everything that he was bringing on. ICAST, Mr. Iaconelli, guys. I wish I was there. I probably wouldn't be able to do the interview because I'd be smiling too much and stuttering more than I do on the radio show, if you can believe that. So we've got also a Loomis, and if that is the name I'm thinking of, that would be Mr. Gary Loomis. All right, let's see if we, who's doing the interview. Doesn't have any other info, but I'm going to play them all. You're going to like it. All right, folks, this is the Loomis interview.
Hey, folks, this is Isaac the Nothing Miller, Kayak Fishing Radio West, at ICAST 2011, and I'm standing here with Gary Loomis, and he's here with Temple Fork Outfitters, and they've got a great line of new salmon and steelhead rods. So I've got Gary here to tell us about them. So, I mean, we got quite a selection here. What? I mean,
yeah,
how many rods do you bring?
Oh, well, I don't know. What is it, 20?
Wow. Okay,
yeah,
so we got...
Yeah. We last year in our first series, we came out with a few steelhead rods, you know, the old standbys, 9 foot, medium heavy, and
or if you were gonna round up, you would round
know,
to 39
this type,
but zero,
this year
right?
We kind of wanted to kind of finish and round it out. This is the kind of the IM family of graphite rods, and we wanted to get anything from Alaska all the way down. So we have our 10.5 foot Columbia River herring rod, which you know about those. They, you know, let it lick it until it gets down. Well, this has got a long enough bend that the fish can come up and bite it and back away from it and then turn, and the rod is still, then all of a sudden the reel starts slipping and they... I got one guy, he swears up and down he hasn't missed a bite all year. But I fish too much salmon. I think he's fibbing me. But he swears up and down he never missed a bite all year. And so we have other salmon rods. We have our 9 foot, and we have a 9 foot 11, kind of a mooching rods for out in the ocean and for up in Alaska. We've got the fast taper hot shot rods, and then we've got, you know, the hot shot rod kind of got to be the name of that of that fast taper, and the one is a hot shot rod. I mean, it runs that hot shot, but then we have a 2 and a 5, and the 2 and the 5, they use them for, there's two spots on this. Some of them want a moderate action, and some of them want a fast action, and these are the fast action salmon rods. They're 8 foot 8. We have the back bouncing rods.
We have the back bouncing rods.
We have the back bouncing rods. We cover everything that I can, and I've fished quite a bit.
Well, I'm sure you have. And I noticed you also brought out a center pin, and that's become really popular.
Oh, yeah.
Spring Chinook on the Columbia.
Yeah.
every year I see more and more center pins.
Yeah,
so that's really cool.
Up the barrier dam. We've been working with a couple of the people up there that are the very, very best center pin fishermen. And so we have a center pin rod, and we have a lot of them in both spinning and casting. There's still the people that like the spinning, but we got them in both.
And surprising, is this the surf rod?
Oh, I got to tell you, this surf rod is out of this world. I don't know. I think I finally got rid of it, but I had a scar across here. I was trying to test them, you know. And, you know, when you're going to test something, you want to test it. So I started out with 4 ounces. I went to 6 ounces. I went to 8 ounces. 10 ounces almost ripped my finger off.
Wow.
So I had to go get some leather gloves. But, I mean, I took this one here, the 10.5 foot, and as hard as I could throw it was 10 ounces. I mean, I want to tell you, I doubled it up. It casted. You're never going to use it for 10 ounces, but it cast 10 ounces like a rocket. And then this one here, the smaller 9 foots for 1 to 4, or 1 to 6.
1 to 4, 1 to 6, and those, I mean,
yeah,
this little 9 foot I see, I mean, a lot of the bank anglers are going to love that.
Yes.
And
did you feel the weight?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's hard to describe this on the radio, but, man, this is a very light, like I said, that's a 9 foot surf rod.
And I got on it like this, trying to break it and this type of stuff. And, you know, when I test it, feel that one, that's 7.5 foot.
Wow.
Wow.
That's all I can say. That's awesome. Hey, Gary, you know what? Thank you very much. You're, of course, a legend when it comes to rod building, especially in the Northwest.
Yeah.
And I know you're world-renowned. I've heard stories about people running into you in Costa Rica. Didn't even know who you were. They fished your rods, enjoyed your rods, and they saw you wearing your G. Loomis gear, and they're like, hey, you love the stuff, too. And I should.
I went down here. A couple of years ago, I went down to Brazil Peacock Bass Bay, and well, as we were down there, every once in a while, a boat would go by, and it'd say, G-Lumas, you know, and every day for 5 days, we heard that. Well, when we got to the airport, the guy said, people were yelling G-Lumas, he said, that's there. So I got 3 hats, and I had it behind my back. I went over there, and I said, you ever fished it at a G-Lumas rod? Oh, Jesus, that's all we fish, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. And if I had it in the hat, I said, you know, I'm Gary Loomis. Oh, no. So this one guy I thought was very funny. He just went over to his bag, and he brought out this lure. You know, lure is pretty important down there for those peacock bass. And he said, I want you to have this. And the other two guys said, wait a minute. You wouldn't even let us fish it. Now you're going to give it to him? it's been a great, great fun. And I'm really, really glad to be back in, you know, having kind of the freedom of designing these new stuff, new materials, new handles.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm looking forward to seeing what else is coming because I know you're churning those wheels up there and you've got
I got some more stuff coming next year. It's going to blow you away.
That's great. Hey, Gary, thanks for joining me, Kayak Fishing Radio West. Looking forward to seeing more.
Okay, come see me.
Will do.
All right. That was the famous interview, again, by Isaac the Nothing Miller, the host of the West Coast Show. If you all have ever met Gary Loomis, or, I mean, we all know about G. Loomis rods and whatnot. I had the great pleasure of meeting him last year, and I spent over an hour talking to the man. And he's one of those guys that, you know, very personal, you know, hey, what's going on? You know, how you doing? You know, you never turn down a person, a fan.
You want to find that, right?
You know, so class act all the way. Very, very nice stuff. So. All right, we've got one more caller, and I don't know who you are, unknown. Here, see what happens. Unknown, you're on the air. Hello?
That might be me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, this is Juan.
Hey, Juan, what's going on? Kayak Fish PA is on the air. What's going on, man?
Good, good, bud. Yeah, I logged into the system there, so you can see my name on the list, but somehow when I called in, it didn't connect the call in to my name on the screen, so not sure why. But I'm here. That's the important thing.
I was kind of gun shy. We had a guy call in the one day that was unknown, and I hit the button. I was like, "Hey, well, you know, it was my only caller, I think," and it was bad. You know, a lot of us obscenities. So I had my finger on the mute button, ready to go if I need to. But cool, Juan. If you don't know about Juan, he's a very accomplished and very one of the best anglers, along with Jeff Little, in the central Pennsylvania Susquehanna Valley area, hence Susquehanna meaning Pennsylvania. Very, very good angler up there, catching lots of smallies and stuff like that. Good to have you on, man.
Oh, thanks, bud. I just enjoy listening.
I'll call in more often. Love to get your opinion on many things we've talked about. Give you an idea of what we've been talking about. We talked about the new kayaks that came out during ICAST. Not necessarily at ICAST, but during the ICAST time frame, i.e. the Ride 115, the new Ocean Kayak, and the new Hobie. The three big ones that I know about. Any opinions or gripes, complaints, or anything that you see that could... pretty much your opinion.
I'm pretty excited about some of the new kayaks I've seen come out. I never really give my opinion on things until I've actually paddled them. You know, but some of the shorter kayaks that have come out, I really like that because I do some smaller rivers, and it's nice to have a little bit smaller kayak for that, and especially something that you know you can put some gear in too. That's a tough combination: a smaller boat, lots of gear. And I think you know, a few companies have jumped on board and come up with some smaller boats that you know could probably fit the bill in some of the smaller waters that I paddle. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh yeah, and I think that the tracking issues for them, the smaller kayaks, or not necessarily the tracking, but the speed has been kind of thought into these newer kayaks.
That's why I say I'm pretty anxious to paddle them because, you know, the hull designs, you just don't know until you get in them and you paddle them, you know. So I'm hoping that I can get someplace where they have some demos around and get my butt in the seat and do some fun paddling with them.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm stoked. I've already told the wife I'm getting one of those new rides, either the 115 or the 135 to start off with. Here in the
I hear you. I got my sights set on a 115 right now. So I'm just
cool. Has Chad given you any of those bombshell turtles yet?
No, I haven't. I do a lot of smallmouth fishing, so it would be interesting to see how that would work in the river. There are a lot of turtles in the river, that's for sure. But I haven't gotten around to giving those a shot yet.
And with Chad, he's we were on one of the James River raids a couple years ago, and he busted out this big frog, one of the Spro frogs, and there were a couple guys that were going, man, smallies will not hit that. Three casts later, pulls in, you know, a 20-plus-inch smallie. It's like, really?
By four.
Yeah, you really had to do that, Chad? Come on, man. So, but I think, you know, it's one of those things where it kind of makes sense, you know, especially on a small turtle like that. That why
What's
wouldn't a smallie, as aggressive as they are,
solve for R.
Why wouldn't they go after
okay.
them? You know what I mean?
You know how to do that, right?
Right. That does make sense. Yeah.
Then, you know, that would be, you know, something that you and Jeff would really. I know you and Jeff both would break down the whole, you know. Different techniques on getting them and get into them. So I'd love to hear about that here in the near future.
I'll give them a shot, that's for sure, as soon as I get my hands on a few.
All right. And then I'm guessing you heard the Iconelli interview?
No, I...
We're losing you.
So I don't think I logged until about, like, 8:35 or something like that.
Okay. Iaconelli was talking about his the new lover, vibrating bait, thing of chatter bait, but in reverse, and it's definitely a cool little setup. And also the new VMC drop shot hook with the swivel on it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I saw that particular lure. I think it looks great. I mean, I think that it would make a great smallmouth bass lure. Again, one of those things, I just got to get my hands on some of them and give them a shot and start chucking some and see how they work out. But
yeah.
I don't see a reason why it wouldn't work, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And it's one of those things where you slap yourself in the head and go, darn, why didn't I think about that, you know? So,
but.
All right. Let's see here. We've got a bunch of people in the chat room. Mr. Eric Harrison. Believe that's up in the New England area. Welcome. Of course, we have Greg Hammerhead Chris, Juan Kayakfish PA. We have Rob Choi from Richmond, Mr. GBL or LGB, whatever you want to call it. He's from down in Charleston. Welcome again, guys. We have Ghost from Coast to Coast down there, and also Scuba Stan. In the chat rooms. I think, folks, you know, with that group and approaching our hour, we might just call it a night for tonight. I have nothing left to talk about that I can think of. Anyone from our panel of experts? Do you guys have anything to add, talk about? You know,
not really.
Push a product. Anything?
Nope.
No. All right. So let's we're gonna go down the line here. See what you guys are gonna do this weekend, Greg. Because you're first in line. What do you got going on, man?
I'm gonna try to head out on Saturday morning early. Right before sunrise, and get out and chase some stripers and see what I can find.
Okay.
That's my plans.
Cool. Well, good luck, man. Stay safe.
Thank you.
All right. And then next in line is Rob Choi. Coming down here, buddy?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I got the family I got to take down to the folks. I'm hoping to squeeze out to the Chesapeake Bakers Tunnel Saturday early morning.
See
if I can find some more big sheepies or trying to get some decent spades too. I think my personal best is at 12 inches. I'm really trying to push that up a little bit. So I think that's about it. Tomorrow I'm taking a complete newbie. He doesn't. It's a good college friend of mine who's been, you know, watching me catch some fish, and he has never fished before, doesn't have any fishing equipment, has no kayak, no nothing. He just bought his fishing license yesterday, so I'm going to try to take him out down the river tomorrow, see if I can get him on some big flathead cats.
Cool, man. Cool. Well, good luck with not only fishing, but with the newbie, and... Hope to see you down here, man.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully it won't be too hot.
Yeah, I'm going to go out there anyway and just get a take off the water. Stay under the bridge.
There you go. All right, man. Stay safe.
Thanks.
All right. Juan, what do you got planned for this weekend, man?
Well, I took the weekend off guiding to actually do some fishing and scout some new waters. You know, I like to kind of look for new places once in a while, new stretches of the river that I haven't hit in a while, just to see how things are going. So that's what I'm going to do. The rivers here in Pennsylvania now are pretty low and clear for the most part. So, you know, the fish are, you know, they're moving to the tops of the pools, closer to the, you know, that fast water that comes into the deeper areas and
right.
Push water a lot of times is really good this time of year. Now, as far as presentation goes, you know, it's mostly finesse type presentations. bottom bouncing stuff sometimes. But, you know, really fishing, one of the things I like to do is in clear water is actually fish a spinnerbait. And a lot of guys don't do that. But, you know, certain sections of rivers, certain types of situations, you can really get away with fishing a spinnerbait in really clear water and actually end up with some pretty darn nice fish too. Cool. So I like to break the rules sometimes a little bit.
Oh yeah, especially.
So that's what I'll be doing this weekend.
Yeah, especially if you know you look out on the water, and I do this a lot when I'm bass fishing, and I'll look across the water, and I'll see everyone in their boats throwing jigs, jigs and soft plastics, and no one's throwing a spinnerbait or a buzzbait or vice versa. Everyone's throwing the top water, no one's throwing on the bottom. Change it up. You know that that spot had been hit two or three times already before. That little change up when the expected is supposed to what the fish should be you should be expecting to use is a winner sometimes. So cool, man. Very cool. Great to have you on again. Feel free to call in any more freely. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get on more often, that's for sure.
Okay, cool. All right, that was Juan. Sorry if I screw up your last name, man. Verate?
Verut.
Verut?
That'll work.
Okay,
yep.
Sorry. Like I said, I was bugging him.
No,
that's
okay. No, believe me, you won't be the first person that doesn't say it right.
Yep. Do you have a website, Juan?
So you have all the
answers. Yeah, it's kayakfishpa.com. I do what I call guided kayak fishing classes. So I cover the gamut from I'm a certified kayak instructor. So I teach paddling, those classes. I teach positioning for fishing, and I also teach different techniques, fish location, pattern development, the whole nine yards. I've got a list of about three pages of things that I try to teach the folks that fish with me. Try to get them kind of build that nice base that they need to. Keep improving, their kayak fishing skills.
Right.
Those are the right answers.
Cool. And because I forgot to ask the other two, Rob, your website is Angling Addict?
Yeah, angling-addict.com.
Okay, angling-addict.com. All right. And Greg, you have a website, correct?
Yep. Mine is yakfish.net.
Yakfish.net. So we've got, if you want to talk, go to Hammerhead's, Greg Crisp's website, you go to yakfish.net. If you want to see Rob Choi's blog posts, you go to angling-addict.com. And for Mr. Juan Verut, kayakfishpa.com. All right. And with that, if last call for chat room stuff. Come on, folks. Anybody? Bueller? Give him a couple seconds. All right, shameless plug time, folks. We've got our guest shameless plugs in. I got to do mine. GackAngler.com. You're the premier kayak fishing resource, or is it the ultimate? It's one of the great angling resources on the web. Check them out, register. Always some new news or reviews on the front page. Always check that out. It's always good stuff. Along with IrishWaterDogs.com, Brave the Waves Where Giants Tremble. Folks, I mean, some great stuff on that website. I've just picked up the Army style, the older Army style hats. Very comfortable hat, and stylish too. Make great gifts, so definitely check them out. KayakBassFishing.com, folks. If you need anything bass fishing or fishing related, check out that website. They have Kayak Bassing TV with some great info on things that are out there. What else? Other shameless plugs. Oh. YakDaddy.net, the home of the slider. Receive 10% off when you use promo code 0854 your next purchase of the slider. Now, I'm going to pass this over to Greg. You know, high five, Greg. Tap in. What is your special promo code for Gag Daddy?
Mine is 6933, and I'll plug the. He's got a new product out. He calls it the Scram Ball, and it adapts a Scotty Rod holder to a RAM mount.
There
you go. Best of both worlds there. So, just fished with it last week. Caught a 30-inch striper on it. Real nice product. Go check it out.
Definitely, folks. Definitely check them out. Use our promo codes 6033 and 0854. So, all right. Let's see here. Am I missing any other shameless plugs? I guess I got to do this one. KayakFishingRadio.com. The only kayak fishing radio show out there. There's no one else. That's right, folks. No one else doing a kayak fishing radio show. We got kayaking shows. We've got fishing shows. This is the only kayak fishing radio show. Okay? You can get us on iTunes. You can download us. You can, you know, do a tiny URL on us. And all you have to do is go to kayakfishing.com. KayakFishingRadio.com. All right? And that should do it with nothing from the peanut gallery. I'm going to say adieu. Oh, I almost screwed it up. I didn't even play my outro music. And with that, folks, you know that sound. That's the end of the show. And with that, I'd like to thank Greg, Rob, and Juan Root, and hopefully everyone has a great weekend. Hopefully I'll catch you next time. Next show, Trash Fish, Garbage Fish. We're going to have the guys from Team Garbage Fish. You're going to want to tune in for this one, folks. This is going to be great. And with that, folks, have a great night. Stay safe, wear your PFD, and take your kid fishing. Tight lines, everybody.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. No. Right.